The expert student's version of floor maps consists of an activity we call meet in the middle. So the first step of playing meet in the middle is that you have to set up for it. You need to lay a piece of tape across the middle of the path and then put stop signs on either side facing the X of the side that they're on. And you can see a diagram of this in the materials that you have. After you've done the setup, here's how gameplay proceeds. If you look in step two, one person stands on each X. So this is an activity that involves two players at a time. So one person stands on each X, and rather than going through the whole path, they're going to go to the middle and stop there. And step three, once they have gone to the middle and stopped, they're going to have some kind of an interaction. So you can give students specific ideas of how they're going to interact. You can give them specific instructions, like they could go to the middle and say hi, or they could go to the middle and wave, or give each other a high five, or a bow, or shake hands. You could also have them go to the middle and ask each other, and one student asks a question and the other gives an answer. So there are a lot of possibilities for how the kids are going to interact in the middle, but that is the basic instruction. After students have had their interaction in the middle, in step four, there are two possibilities. They can either turn around and go back to their X and then return to their seats, or they can step around each other and continue on to the opposite X and go back to their seats. So both of these are spatial skills that students might be working on, and so you can choose whichever seems appropriate for your students. And then, of course, you repeat this with new pairs, and you can change the interaction in the middle as is appropriate to the level of the students that you're working with. And that's how you play expert students' version of floor maps.